He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the July 29th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, the Fed begins their meeting today. I don't expect much to come from that other than status quo. In the meantime, Dow futures up 44 points right now to 26,341. We've got S&P futures up 7. NASDAQ futures, however, doing best of all. They're up 0.4 of 1%. We have two huge winners in the market today after they reported earnings after the close of the market last night. One reported this morning, one reported after the close. Both were blowouts. They're two of our biggest holdings here at Gunderson Capital. Russell 2000 down 0.3% this morning. Crude oil is up 24 cents to $41.28. Gold, again, up $10 per ounce. In fact, it's up $10.10 to $1,954 as its trek to 2,000 continues. In the meantime, silver also has exploded to the upside over the last couple of weeks. It is up 17 cents this morning to $24.47. And the all-important bond market, very quiet, sleepy. It's taken the summer off, it seems. 0.58%. 0.58 is where the 10-year is today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Boy, do we have a couple of huge winners here today. We are hitting a new all-time high here at our firm today with these two stocks, which we'll talk about in a minute or later in the show. They're two of our largest holdings. Not only are they in our premier growth portfolios. Now, those are very select portfolios. We don't own 300 stocks. You might say, well, if you own 300 stocks, you're going to have a winner every day. No, we have a very select list, like a baseball roster, even smaller than today's baseball rosters. We have about 23, 22 stocks in each portfolio. So to have two big winners and two of our biggest holdings, not only are these two stocks in our premier growth, but they are also in our ultra growth portfolio. So we doubled up on those. We like them so well. And, boy, it's been paying off. Well, yesterday we sold off at the end of the day. They seem to have reached an impasse. The two sides, you know who I'm talking about, which two sides that can't ever really agree on anything. Well, they seem to be debating back and forth about the next stimulus package before they can start working on the one after that. Another $1 trillion is at stake here, and there seems to be an impasse. Liability protection. You know, I've heard businesses say that we're afraid to open up. Our employees could sue us if they come down with the COVID. So that little bit of legality there is a deterrent for a lot of companies to reopen their economy. So they're fighting over that. And they're also fighting over the extension of the unemployment benefit, whether it will be a special $200 bonus or whether it will be a special, continue the $600 bonus. They're fighting over that also. Okay, what else do we have? We've got, let's see, the Fed is starting to meet. Today's their beginning of their meeting, and they will announce their Fed decision, which not much is expected there. The central bank is expected to keep interest rates at near zero to support the economy, still struggling. You know, we just didn't think, I don't know many people thought that they talked about a comeback in the fall of COVID, but not in the heat of summer. This is really unexpected, but it does continue, and the Fed will take that into they'll be thinking about that as they discuss different things and different ways to stimulate the economy. I could see him coming out with a statement to the effect that we have an unlimited balance sheet. Get out of the way, you short sellers, because we will blast whatever it takes at the economy to keep it growing. And I see a lot of people backing off from the V-shaped recovery, including the ever-optimistic Larry Kudlow. But the market certainly has built in a V-shaped recovery, hasn't it? That could be an issue here with valuation. European markets higher ahead of the Fed meeting. China was up 2.1%. Be interested to see how the Chinese stocks performed today. They've cooled off a little bit over the last several days, but they still look pretty good to me. Mortgage applications a little soft. We're back above 3%. I see 3.20. We went below 3% for the first time in history a few weeks ago. Who's on the hot seat today? Yesterday it was Attorney General William Barr. Today it's going to be the CEOs of Amazon, Google, Apple, and Facebook. But at least they'll be on a hot seat from their homes. They'll all be appearing via Zoom or whatever technology they use. But they'll be appearing before the House Antitrust Subcommittee. You know, and I would say that this may be one thing that both parties agree on. Both parties are worried about how big and how dominant these companies have become. Look at Amazon. Oh, my gosh. And all the people it has put out of business, little guys running little businesses. Look at Google, how it controls the search world. Look at the news that they control and tweak and monitor and censor and do whatever they want to do. Are these companies too big and powerful? Google, of course, spying on you. Facebook with their issues. They are on the hot seat today. Be interesting to watch. I will be watching that. CEO Jeff Bezos, he plans to tout the company's job creation. Of course, a lot of small businesses have been created also through Amazon. Sellers on the Amazon platform, does Bezos treat them right? That's another issue. Google's CEO, Sundar Pichai. Well, they've been come under a lot of fire here recently for controlling the search engines, controlling the news feed, etc. Apple, who's always taken, well, Steve Jobs was very much a libertarian, wanting to keep people's information private. But Apple has done its own non-competitive ways to brush aside and plow through the competition, hasn't it? And, of course, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, who's come under a lot of fire recently with all of the boycotting of the ads on Facebook, etc. That will be on at noon today, better than any Major League Baseball, I think, at that point in time. There won't be any games till 1 anyways. So tune in at 12 noon to the House Judiciary Committee as the four big CEOs are grilled. They will be cooked, barbecued, and fricasseed right before your very eyes. Well, what's been hot lately? I would say the three hottest sectors in the market right now, and I think you can take a message from this, the solar ETF has surged past the gold ETF, which is also hot. And it's surged by technology. The solar ETF has. The marijuana sector has all of a sudden woken up, and it is really breaking out. I've seen several weed stocks break out in the last several weeks. Now, I don't know what you take from that. I take from that that the market is starting to price in a win by Joe Biden and a new administration coming in. Now, the market is just kind of tiptoeing through the election right now. But those are three very heavily Democratic-tilted sectors in the market. And in the meantime, the oil sector continues to sell off. So you take from that what you want. Solar, gold, and the weed stocks soaring right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, just looking at some of the stocks that I made notes of yesterday, several of them were weed stocks all of a sudden breaking out. I don't know what the reason is. They've never really made money. We are in earnings season. Yeah, a couple that I observed yesterday, TCNNF, typed that one in, breakout yesterday to new all-time highs. That is Trulieve Cannabis Corp, headquartered in Quincy, Florida. Quincy, Florida, Trulieve breaking out to a new all-time high of $16.40 yesterday. Also, GTBIF, Green Thumb Industries, manufactures and sells medical marijuana and cannabis products in the United States. Chicago, Illinois is where they're headquartered. Two cannabis stocks. I haven't seen a breakout in a cannabis stock for probably years. Okay, all of a sudden, I'm just saying they were woken up with a vengeance here. Fiverr had a big date yesterday, FVRR. That is an Israeli company, much like Upwork, where you can hire people online, and I think it's part of the work-from-home movement that's taking place. Fiverr broke out. These are just a few stocks that caught my eye yesterday. Carvana, I don't know what the deal is with Carvana. Carvana broke out to a new all-time high. That thing's gone from 22 to 150 since the March low in the market, crushing short sellers all along the way. Kodak, I mentioned Kodak yesterday about them negotiating with the government to manufacture at their old manufacturing plants when they made chemicals to develop photography. Now they're looking to make chemicals for the pharmaceutical industry. And the other one, which is kind of a hyped stock, Blink Charging, BLNK, also caught my eye yesterday during my trip through the market. Let's see what else we got here. Mortgage applications, the CEO's on the hot seat today, the solar ETF, the gold ETF, and the pot ETF, all red hot recently. Well, we'll have all the companies not scrambling to be open on Thanksgiving Day this year. Best Buy, Target, Dick's, Walmart? What? Walmart will be closed on Thanksgiving Day? I can't believe it. Where am I going to get my Mrs. Cubison's bread crumbs at the last minute? Or my chicken broth? Luckily, I have some bouillon cubes stored away. So you better make sure you've got everything for your turkey dinner before Thursday. Otherwise, you got to run to the local 7-Eleven, right, and pay like $42 for a can of whipped cream. AMC, this is quite a landmark deal here. How, it used to be, okay, a movie shows up at a theater, right? In the old days, it was 75 days before it could be released on cable. Well, AMC Theater and Universal, which is Comcast, have come to a shocking deal, shortening the number of days films have to run in theaters before moving to digital to just 17 days. Okay, so a 17-day run in the theater, and then it's out to the digital distribution takes place. At least that's with Comcast, which may steer some business towards Comcast. But that's really shocking to go from 75 days clear down to 17 days. And, of course, the theaters, they are in the center of all of this pandemic where people gather to watch movies. Sports, obviously, still in the center of it. Bars and restaurants still in the center of it. Concert venues, music venues. Well, any place people gather. This is pretty interesting. Pfizer to seek FDA emergency use nod for their COVID-19 vaccine as early as October. You hear that? There may be a vaccine by October. Well, it has to work first. In an interview on CNBC, Pfizer chief Albert Bourla said the company plans to seek regulatory review of its emergency use authorization application for COVID-19 candidate BNTi-62B2 as early as October. Most of the 30,000 trial participants will be vaccinated by the end of August. Okay, that's just, what, 32 days away? Well, if it works, and if the trial went well, we could have, that jumps the gun on everybody here. Pfizer could have one as early as October. Well, just in time for football season. Moderna is floating a vaccine price, meanwhile over at Moderna, $60 per course, $50 to $60 per course. Well, multiply that by 300 million people here in the U.S., that's a lot of dough that could be coming Moderna's way if they have it. And, of course, you've got AstraZeneca right in the thick of it, and a lot of smaller players like Dynavax and Novavax. And let's not forget Sanofi and Glaxo. They confirm a 60 million COVID vaccine dose deal with the UK. You know, that's a pretty good deal to sell something that doesn't even exist, may never work, but their scientists are working feverishly trying to figure out if it will work or not. This is a scary one. Regeneron lands a contract from the U.S. government for an Ebola cocktail. Well, I guess we don't want to be running short on Ebola cocktail just in case it hits America again. I know our stockpiles were low in a lot of areas when COVID hit. Ebola is a whole different thing, though. That is really, really spooky. But they want that cocktail just in case, stockpiling it. Regeneron gets an order for about $67 million per year for the next 5 years. Gilead, you know, that stock hasn't moved at all. I mean, their remdesivir apparently works on COVID. But you look at the stock, it has not done anything. They get a $63 million contract in Europe for remdesivir. Well, the earnings parade just rounded the corner on Wall Street, and it is coming your way. It's grown into a big brass band, and the cheerleaders are throwing the batons. Have I got a lot of earnings announcements, a couple of blowouts that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back with the latest update on the Earnings Day Parade on Wall Street. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stock Now Radio Hour. Boy, we're having a good day. The S&P is up 0.4%. We're up 1.6% for the day. More alpha piling up. You can check and see the alpha that we deliver. It's one thing to seek alpha. It's another to deliver alpha. It ain't so easy, but we do our best to do it. And you could take a look at our newsletter, GundersonCapital.com, and our Ultra Growth, our Premier Growth portfolios, which most of our clients' money is in, and the alpha that those two portfolios have delivered. Anyways, we'll get to those big winners in the market here in a bit. How about some soggy stuff? Okay, let's get the soggy stuff out of the way. You ever hear a fisherman come in at the end of the day? We got soaked a couple of weeks ago. We were out, and we got blindsided. We never saw it coming. A thunderstorm snuck up on us. I never saw it rain so hard. Just as we got back to the little dock and ran into the house, we were soaked. Our shoes were soggy. They were squeaking. There were mud minnows in our socks. It was just like a drip. But, you know, it was 90 degrees or whatever. So it could have been worse. Could have been on Lake Michigan in February. Anyways, General Electric, speaking of soggy, man, you can hear them squeaking all the way down the hallway. They missed by 6 cents. They beat on revenue. There you go. Total orders declined 38%. I continue to have the opinion that Jeffrey Immelt was one of the worst CEOs of all time. I'd be dang mad if I worked at General Electric during the good times, and now it's a shell of what it was. It's a $6.86 stock. $6.86. Long ago kicked out of the Dow. Soggy, soggy, soggy. I got to mention Kodak here. Holy cow. Well, Peter Navarro was right. Kodak did get a big contract from the U.S. government to make ingredients here in New York, in the U.S. of A. Look at the, that's unbelievable. That's one of the most unbelievable moves, two-day moves I've ever seen in a stock. I talked about it yesterday. You could have bought it yesterday at about $8 per share. Today it's $21 per share. It's all of a sudden a $347 million company again. A once proud member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the comeback kid, up 168% today as President Trump announces the federal government making a deal with Kodak, Eastman Kodak, to make ingredients for critical pharmaceuticals so we don't have to depend on China. This next stock, we own the bond. We don't own the stock, although the stock has done mighty well also. But several months ago, I saw a bond offering, and I immediately sent a text or an email to Paul. I said, Paul, this stock has on and off been a Best Stocks Now over the years, and they're sitting pretty right now. You know, you can't hardly get Scott's Miracle-Gro right now at the store. It's a couple of things, you know. People stay at home growing gardens. There was a time there when it was hard to get to the supermarket. I've always been an avid gardener. I use Scott's Miracle-Gro products. That stock is blasting off to new all-time highs today. I guess the cannabis crowd, too, uses Scott's Miracle-Gro. It's blasting off. Little spooky to see gold and home gardening stocks blasting off. What are we looking at ahead? But anyway, Scott's Miracle-Gro, SMG, beats by 37 cents, beats on revenue, up 13%, hitting a new all-time high, headquartered in Marysville, Ohio. pretty much the brand of choice when you walk into Lowe's or Home Depot. They make it all. SMG, we own the bond. And our bond fund is doing quite well, too, thank you, since inception, and doing very well this year, well ahead of the S&P 500 also. Okay, let's see what else we got. Big Five Sporting Goods. Well, I guess it's part of the stay-at-home gym equipment, workout equipment. I know that Dick's has had a pretty good run here. We're down to really just three, Hibbett, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Big Five. All the others have kind of gone there. Remember the Sports Authority? What happened to that? You could go on and on and on with the sporting goods stores that have gone down. Big Five remains. It's up 31% today. 31%. They are on the right side of the street as it relates to the COVID issue. Starbucks also seemingly on the right side of the street here. Starbucks beats earnings. That's a flat chart. That's a soggy chart. Those are hip waiters full of minnows there. $78 a share, the stock. They did beat earnings, however, up 2.8%. I just don't think it will be the company that it was under Howard Schultz when he was at the helm. Let's see what else we got. Spotify. Okay, Spotify, they've spent a lot of money recently. Joe Rogan, $100 million, wrote him a check. Spotify is now a $50 billion company. Yet to turn a profit, but is this the new platform? Spotify signed Joe Rogan. Spotify also recently signed Michelle Obama for a podcast. And there was another one in there, too. I can't remember who it was. Somebody that else got a big deal. But Rogan got the $100 million deal. He immediately put his California home up for sale, moving to Texas, where a little friendlier on the income tax. He says he's doing it just because, well, I think the income tax has a lot to do with it. You figure $100 million, you're going from a 13% tax rate to a 0% tax rate. You can do the math. Spotify beats earnings. The stock down a little bit. Spotify has really turned into a monster of a stock, seemingly taking the digital crown from Pandora, at least for now. What else do we have? Okay, another one of mine has reported earnings. CoStar Group. CoStar Group is a picks and shovel company to the real estate industry. Wow! That thing is up $108 per share. We have three huge winners today. CSGP provides real estate information services to brokers, property owners, bankers, and government agencies. They report a blowout quarter. The stock up, it's all over the place right now, but suffice it to say it's up about 10% today. They beat earnings by 34 cents. You can look up its rank. You know, I find all of these stocks with my Best Stocks Now app. That's how I find them. I go through my top 300 ranked stocks, B-plus or better every day. I go through my A-plus momentum grades looking for early signs of unusual movement. The app has been indispensable. I made it for my own use. I never intended it to be out there. And then I decided, you know what, there's a lot of individual investors out there that are misled by doomsday writers, by soggy picks coming from the likes of these big financial journals on Wall Street, picking stocks like General Electric and Starbucks and the like, and missing out on some of these great stocks of the day. That's how I found Dexcom. Dexcom's been one of the biggest winners I've ever found. It's hitting a new, well, not quite, but it's up $17 per share or 4.2. No wonder we're having a good day, guys. Today is the headline is pandemic. What pandemic? Dexcom's Q2 top line up 34%. Get this. Earnings up 541%. And you want to track mud in through the floor wearing squeaky boots full of GE stock and Kimberly-Clark and Starbucks? Be my guest. It's up to you. It's a free country, at least for now. We'll be right back. To the second half, the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio. I haven't even got to the big winners yet. It's a huge day here at our firm. I just got a text message from the team going, hey, guys, we're having a good day here today. I'll say we haven't even got to the big ones yet. Okay, big one number one, Shopify. I wrote an article. Let me take a look when that was written. I called Shopify the best growth story in the market today. That was quite some time ago. I hope you read my articles on Seeking Alpha. I hope you follow me. I'm going to have some new articles out. I'm trying to crack that top 100 of all of the authors. You know, a lot of those guys aren't even writing articles anymore. They're resting on their laurels. That's okay. Whatever. Okay, let's see here. When did we publish that article? And, of course, we've recently written an update, Shopify. On June the 19th, we said, should we add an S to FANG and make it plural, FANGs? And should Shopify be that S? I made a case. We made a case for that. But the original article on Shopify was quite a while ago. Shot, there it is, August 2nd, about a year ago, almost a year to the day. Shopify is one of the best growth stories in the market today. A paltry 5,600 people read that article back then. What is Shopify doing today, and how much is it up since I wrote that article 12 months ago? Pretty much. Let's see, S-H-O-P... over the last 12 months, not counting today, has tripled. Okay, I don't write that many articles, maybe two a month. So I'm pretty particular on what I write articles about. But there you go, it's tripled since we wrote that last article. Shopify reports earnings today. That blows away expectations, and the stock is up. Well, it's come back a little bit, but it's up 8% right now. $80 per share, Shopify. Goldman Sachs raises its target price to $1,127. It's currently at $1,066. They report earnings that beat estimates. But the big one for the day for us is, once again, AMD. I just watched an interview on CNBC with probably one of the best CEOs in America. The woman that runs is the CEO of AMD. And Jim Cramer, I think, was interviewing her. AMD beats by a penny. That doesn't sound very impressive. But they beat on revenue and they guided higher. There's the key. They guided higher. What did I say about, what have I said many, many times about stocks trading on earnings expectations? And you raise those earnings expectations and the stock follows right along. AMD right now is up 12.6%. Of course, it exploded 4 days ago. It was on Friday that Intel announced their woes with their 7-nanometer chips. which put AMD in the driver's seat of the 7-nanometer chip sector. The stock exploded on that day. It was up 16%, I want to say, on that day. Breaking out. You know, I had to be very patient with AMD. It didn't do anything for a long time. I even considered pulling the plug on it. I'm glad I didn't. Boy, I got rewarded here. This thing has just gone absolutely nuts here over the last week. And we've written up AMD many times. Well, several times, as recently as AMD, our last article on AMD. I can't find it, but it's there somewhere. We like AMD. It's our biggest position. Let's see. I'll look one more place here. It wasn't that long ago we wrote up AMD, and I can't find it. Anyways, AMD having a huge day today. We own AMD in both the Ultra Growth portfolio. There it is. AMD continues to gain market share. A good sign for growth in 2020 and beyond. And that was our most recent article, but I also wrote about it about a year ago, somewhere in that same time frame as Shopify. Anyways, if you're looking for General Electric and Kimberly-Clark and Pfizer and some of the big soggy stocks of yesteryear, that's pretty much what they like to peddle on Wall Street. A lot of your big firms, they love to sell you IBM big stocks that they know you know of, their household names. A Shopify might scare you away. But anyways, we look for the best stocks now. That's a novel concept, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Time has long ago passed them by. They're single-digit growers today, if that, 3, 4%. Look at Shopify's quarter and AMD's quarter is the kind of growth. AMD had 125% earnings growth. Shopify's earnings growth is, let's see here, the quarter that they just reported year over year. Well, I can't get it right now, but 125% for AMD. Well, where do you find best stocks now? You find them in the newsletter every week at GundersonCapital.com. We put our heart and soul into that newsletter, get it out on Saturday. It's there for you, all the portfolios. You hear about Best Stocks Now every day right here on the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Whether you listen live or you listen to the archive shows. And, of course, we manage money using the Best Stocks Now methodology of combining value with performance. I've always said Can Slim needs a V. I love momentum, but I want to know what I'm paying, and I need to make a case for the stock going forward from a valuation point of view. And I don't care if it's a dividend-paying stock. I don't care if it's a small-cap emerging growth stock. I don't care if it's a large-cap member of the Dow. You got to have those criteria to be in our portfolios, and that really narrows it down. And you can check the results out for yourself. We're very transparent. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or check out the newsletter or the app at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.